Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
How would you describe the temperature in the room right now with the Raiders, Hondo?
I think they're excited. I don't have my notes right here, Amy, but I don't remember if it was the 6th, 7th, or 8th week of Davante Adams' first season. There were signs that this was coming. In fact, it had not stopped. It kept growing and growing throughout even the offseason, so much so that I believe the night was August 17th of this summer when the Raiders were about to play the Cowboys. I put a tweet out to asking Raider fans to bookmark this tweet that tonight was going to, in a big way, impact the season. I wasn't going to discuss it at this point, but please bookmark this tweet. I'll be back. And it was specifically about Davante Adams. I'm not speaking ill of Davante as a man. He's a great husband, good father. But this was not a relationship that was going to work. This was not a good relationship for the Raiders especially. And I don't know anyone. I'm sure there may be one person or two, but I don't know anyone genuinely even upset that Davante's no longer wearing the silver and black.
Why? Why wasn't that relationship one that was profitable for the two sides?
A couple of things, and I'm going to be writing a very in-depth article going back to that first moment and giving a lot of details of why this marriage was toxic, in my opinion.
Okay.
Any relationship, whether it's business or marriage or anything, if you don't have two parties that mutually have the same goal, it's not going to work. And that was, this marriage was not one where everybody was on the same page. And I'm going to say this to you. I have never been hesitant, and you know this, and you can tell your listeners, to be critical of the Raiders when it was necessary. I believe 100%, and we're going to write about it, this divorce happened, and I think the Raiders were right in heart. Now, I think management and leadership probably could have recognized it earlier, but I think there were a lot of reasons, of which I'm going to share why they didn't. I think the Raider organization, the way that they are now with Tom Telesco and Mark Davis and Antonio Pierce, were all in. And I don't think it's possible when two parties aren't going in the same direction. And so when that happens, it really puts a kink in any type of relationship. I don't wish Davante evil. I don't wish him bad. But I had a conversation with him that was private back in when the Raiders beat the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. And I'm going to share it as part of this article, and I think it'll put everything in perspective. But, you know, he wanted to be with Aaron, and he got his wish. You lose a man that is incredibly talented, I don't know that there is a more talented from the standpoint of things that only God can give talent-wise. I don't think there's a more talented receiver in the NFL. But talent doesn't make a great football player on a football team. I think that there were reasons to believe that Devontae, while incredibly talented and a good human being, I'm not trashing the man, probably, in my opinion, was not the best teammate for the Raider organization and his teammates.
Did this have anything to do with how the organization parted ways with Derek Carr, who's obviously one of his best friends?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
And when I write my article that'll come out the bye week, I'm going to go back to something that happened that first clicked me off. And again, I don't remember if it was the fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth game. I don't have my notes right here, but I'm working at this very in-depth article. That was when I first got tipped off that there was a problem. And I got tipped off by a member of the organization about something. And I'm like, wow. And I was stunned. And you may remember after Derek left, Devontae's comments went viral about wanting to be a Raider. Well, I'm the one that asked them, if they can get you somebody that will get you the ball, do you want to remain? It goes much deeper, and we're going to lay it all on the table for everybody. And I'm the one who a year before he came wrote that he was coming. At the combine before he signed, I talked about him coming. We're the ones that from the beginning were leading all of the reporting on Devontae, and I think our final article will be an exclamation point on his career. Not his career, but his time with the Raiders.
Looking forward to that. Hondo Carpenter is our favorite Raiders insider. In fact, I think he's the only one we call now with Sports Illustrated and joining us from Las Vegas, where it's been an up and down kind of topsy-turvy start. But this is not the only change, right? They started the season with Gardner Minshew. Now they're using Aiden O'Connell. What's happening with the quarterback spot? Because it almost feels like deja vu after what Pierce went through last year.
Outside, that certainly is the perception, but I'd like to take everybody back. They knew they were not going to be able to move up for any of the top quarterbacks, and they did everything they could to explore. But the problem is if you don't have one of those top picks and there's somebody you really want or two guys you really want, there's nothing you can do. You can't make somebody make a deal with you. And so Brock Bowers fell into their lap. Now, I can tell you this. In the NFL world, there is a saying of a guy is a dude in the draft. And that's as close to what, you know, a can't-miss player is. And in some drafts, there may be zero dudes. Some drafts, there may be three or four. People I talk to from most of the teams, the most I've ever seen them agree on is seven dudes. Well, there were three guys that were considered universal dudes in this draft. There were others that people thought were super good, great prospects. A lot of people thought Jaden Daniels was by far the best quarterback, but you could still talk about maybe his size. He wasn't the biggest guy. But one of the three dudes that was universally accepted was Brock Bowers. The Raiders did not even, in hundreds of mocks trying to prepare for every scenario, they did not think Brock Bowers, they had any opportunity for them to pick him.
Wow.
Period. They did not see any way that he dropped. So literally, with the disappointment of not being able to go get a quarterback that they wanted, turned to elation. You know, they started fielding multiple calls who wanted to trade for their pick because so many people wanted Brock. And they're like, no, we're not moving. We're going to literally get a dude in this draft. And Brock Bowers has already proven to be one of the best tight ends in the National Football League already. He's only six games into his career. So they knew coming into the year, we may not hit gold with a quarterback. But Aiden shows us enough that we're going to get to see what he is. And we know what Gardner Minshew already is. And if there isn't, we're a better team because we picked Brock. And we put ourselves farther along to succeed in 2025. So now think about this, Amy. They have talent all over the place. There's a lot of talented players on this football team. And next year, they're going to have over $100 million in cap space. And we don't even know how much the cap's going to go up. That's a minimum of $100 million. And they're going to be able to either go get a great free agent, or go get any, you know, anybody in the draft that they want. They're going to have all of the resources to move wherever they have to move. The Raiders are going to absolutely be better. And there's an old adage, there's no testimony without a test. And this certainly has been, you know, not an easy year. But what it's been is they have stayed their course. They've known what they are. They've never lost sight on building for the future. And there will be a time in the Raiders, you know, soon history where they're going to look back at 2024 as a difficult year. But they're going to look at Brock Bowers, and I mean, they have rookies that are performing at a high level all over this team. The last two drafts have been excellent, and they're going to be able to say, you know, it was a tough year, but it laid a foundation for becoming not just a playoff team every 7 to 10 years, but a stable winning franchise, and that's what they needed.
Hondo Carpenter is with us from Vegas as the Raiders are working this out in the first full year of Antonio Pierce. I've heard rumors, sometimes it's hard to know what's real, what's not, which is why we have you, about Max Crosby getting moved. What's the possibility of that happening?
Max Crosby is a Raider, wants to be a Raider. I want you to think about this one. He is a guy that is yet to reach his prime. And he's still one of the top. I mean, you can put him and T.J. Watt certainly at, you know, the top two. I think obviously Aiden Hutchinson was working hard at coming part of that group. And he's not even in his prime yet. He's your best player. The Raiders had 35 guys that were there every day this offseason working out. Max led the entire thing. Max is their best player. He is Mr. Raider. He's tatted from head to toe in Raiders. I mean, he literally said to me, look at me. I'm tatted in Raider stuff. Where do I want to go? There are a lot of teams that want him. There are a lot of teams that called. But Max Crosby is a Raider, is going to stay a Raider, and this organization understands you don't trade your very best players who aren't even in their prime. I mean, let's just be realistic. Davante Adams is, in my opinion, one of the most incredibly God-gifted, talented people I've ever seen. But none of us would argue that Devontae is not ascending. Now, he may be holding. He may be even dipping a little. You can make an argument either way. But he's not ascending. We still don't even know how good that Max Crosby is going to be. And he's already elite. This is a guy last year, Amy. I want you to think about this one. So, has an infection in his leg. The, you know, doctor's like, you can't play. If that infection, you know, bursts, you can go septic and at worst lose your leg. I mean, at best, lose your leg. At worst, lose your life. And he looks at the doctor and says, I'm playing. We're still in the playoff hunt. Mm. Now, I'm going to say something to you. Remember that story, because in the Raiders bye week, when I tell the reason about the divorce with Devontae, that's going to come up. That so resonated with Max's teammate, the sacrifice that he made, that it wasn't just a sacrifice, I'm playing in pain. It was a sacrifice, I'm risking everything. You don't throw those people away. Now, if Wayne Gretzky can get traded, anybody can get traded. So if somebody, if the Chiefs called, said, hey, we'll give you Patrick Mahomes, you better believe, of course, the Raiders would look at that. But I'm telling you, I don't think that anyone would make the offer it would take. He is a Raider. He's fundamental a Raider. They love him. There are no issues with him. He's their hardest worker, most committed. He's there every day. He's Mr. Raider. Now, to be the best Raider of all time, because it's such an elite franchise, he's going to have to win Super Bowls. And I don't know if they're going to put around him what he needs to win Super Bowls. I think they will, but none of us know that. But if he's able to get a Super Bowl, I'll make this prediction on your show. He is going to be the greatest Raider of all time.
just turned 27, and as you say, not even to his prime yet, has 5.5 sacks already to start this season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and Hondo Carpenter. So it's been a wild ride for a lot of the reasons that you've mentioned, but one really cool moment for the Raiders this week, and the video's been out there, it's gone viral. Tom Brady finally getting approved by NFL ownership to be a part owner. Mark Davis walking him into the facilities. The whole place erupts in cheers, and he looked very humbled by that moment. What have you heard about Tom Brady now being part of the ownership group for this franchise?
Well, first of all, Tom Brady is not just a good player. He is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yes.
He is an absolute winner in every area of life. He is a phenomenal father, very successful businessman. He does, and he is one of the rare guys like Max Crosby that has an edge on him to prove everybody wrong. He wants to win. And years ago, I was interviewing Bobby Knight, and he said something to me I'll never forget. We were talking about the win.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights, 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Will to win. And he said, you want to know what really irks me? And I said, what's that? He goes, do you think anybody, he goes, I don't care if you're playing checkers or grandma, wants to lose? He goes, the will to win is overrated and means nothing. He goes, if you don't have the will to prepare to win, you're never going to be a champion. And Bobby Knight talked to me about, he made life so hard on his players. He goes, because when they got on the court, I wanted them to see it as their place, their safety net away from me. I think that was just brilliant on his part. Tom Brady is that guy. No one is going to out-prepare him to win. And I was told by a source at the NFL earlier this week, I'm going to be doing a story on it next week, that if you think he, you know, paid hard-earned money to become part owner just to say, you-hoo, it's part of my business resume now, you're nuts. He wants to win more than ever. He wants to be the guy that got one as a player and now gets one as an owner.
True.
He is going to bring a standard of excellence because Tom Brady's not going to be associated or put his name on anything that doesn't win. And let's give Mark Davis, I'm going to tell you, there have been times, you know, his father did not groom him for this job. And one of the things that I respect and admire about him, and I have been critical of him when it's fair, he has integrity enough to tell the fans, I don't know a lot about football, and I don't know what I don't know. This is a man that did something his father was unable to do in the business world. The Raiders were absolutely, during almost all of Al Davis's tenure, in financial hardship. And now they're one of the wealthiest franchises in all the NFL. They're rolling in money. Mark Davis is paying nearly $100 million to past coaches that he let go because all he wants to do is win. Mark Davis understands all it's about now is championships. And I think it's going to be fascinating for this move proves that. And I think it's going to be fascinating for Tom Brady to be connected with an owner that's committed like that in Mark Davis. And imagine to be able to go to another franchise, if he's able to help lead this team to a Super Bowl, what that does to even for, you know, cement him, not just as the greatest quarterback of all time, but literally could be one of the greatest figures in the history of the sport. That stuff appeals to Tom Brady because it's about winning and he's a winner.
One big reason that you need to find Hondo and not only follow him online at Hondo Carpenter, but also read his columns, including the one coming out about Davante Adams that lays it all out. He's the SI Raiders beat writer and also has Las Vegas Raiders Insider, the podcast. How often does that come out, Hondo?
Every single day, 365 days a year. I've done them on the day where I had a brother die. We just do them every single day. We're there every day, and you can find that on YouTube. And I have so much immense respect for this fan base and this franchise. I'm not a fan, but I grew up so respecting the Raiders that, you know, and what this organization stands for, and best fans in the world. And we do a podcast every single day for them because they are rabid. I tell everyone, they're like St. Louis Cardinals baseball fans.
Yes.
They are the most knowledgeable fans. They know the game. My wife and I, walking through a grocery store, had a woman in her late 80s tell me, "You got to tell Colton Miller that he's putting too much pressure on his right foot when it's a run play." I'm looking at this lady. That's just what Raider Nation is. And, you know, people look at the costumes in the black hole, but you've got lawyers, you've got doctors, you've got blue collar. It's every race, every color. They're the only thing that unites them is it's silver and black. And we do that podcast every day because they are literally the best fans in the world.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure they look forward to it. So again, at Hondo Carpenter on YouTube, SI, the big article about Devontae Adams coming soon. It's so great to catch up with you, my friend. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Well, and as always, I have not talked to you on air since your wedding, but what a great guy you married. And boy, he married a great girl. And you know, Shannon and I love and adore you. So congratulations.